Swamiji, I read this morning something that Sri Anandamayi Ma said. She said divine thoughts and aspirations, or sadbhava, is true satsang. For through that alone, we can be sure we're moving in the right direction. And it was interesting because what she separated divine thoughts and aspirations. So divine thoughts, we are trying to keep our mind, in a sense, well, like you've always said, stop the input of the world, and at the same time, attach to God. The true vairagya is not just disassociation from the world, but it's loving God. But then she said aspiration, a yearning, apparently. So what is she referring to?
See, what happens is, again, what I told you about nishtha holds good here. Making things permanent. Now, yes, what is satsang? Sat always means that which exists forever. There's only one thing which exists forever, which you call sat, chit, anand. These three are synonyms. It means the one thing, they don't mean three different things, according to the Upanishad and the Acharyas who have interpreted it. So, satsatga means to be always in the company of the Lord. How to remain the company of the Lord? The Lord cannot be seen. So, to remain the company of these thoughts, always thinking of the Lord. Oh my Lord, oh Lord, how compassionate you are. But for you, I don't think I can come anywhere near this. You are the one who has brought me. Oh, how grateful I am. So, remember him at all times. Go on being thankful to him. But initially what happens is, all these thoughts go away suddenly. Something very interesting came. Your son came and told you, Father, there's a very big tie now going on, the cricket man. Huh? He will go there. So all the thoughts go away. So to make the nishtha, whatever happens, whoever comes, even if the most divine nymph comes and stands before you, your mind should never leave the thought. So for that purpose, that aspiration means thinking of the goal. Aspiration, I should reach the goal, I should reach the goal. I have already told you, the first one which starts is you set your goal and you love it and have faith in it, and then you start doing your practice. So that remembering the goal and then aspiring to get the goal, that is called mumukshutva, means mokshasya asha, longing to become liberated from the individuality and be free and join that unwalled boundaries of that infinity. That is our aspiration. Unless that is there to support our thoughts, the thoughts will come and go suddenly. So to make it permanent, this aspiration is essential along with it. Every minute remember your goal. Yes, I have to get it. So that goes in the thoughts.
It's a high aspiration, so perhaps prayer is a very integral need for maintaining.
But at all times, see, even though it's a high aspiration, but any goal, you keep it in mind always, see, never swerve from it, then all the practices for that will continue. So these thoughts is a practice for that. So the practice will continue. Even if you remember once in a while, you will know, my Lord, I have to reach. So it will make it further nearer, till it becomes permanently established. Nishtha. Nitaram sthiyate. It is in one place permanently forever. Nothing can shake it or move it. That is called the nishtha.
Swamiji, could you give advice to those people in the world who say, it would be so nice if I could be in India, or I could be a close to someone who had a holy life, but I don't have the opportunity. I have no satsang. I have no association. Therefore, my nature is weak, and I'm susceptible to so many desires and so many influences. What can they do in far corners of the world to maintain this aspiration and this determination to seek?
Number one, in the present days, we have that beautiful convenience of having the computer and the website and the network. So the net, the satsang, previously you were searching for it and going to the venue. Now the satsang has come to your door and avail of it. This is number one. So the fact that you cannot have satsang doesn't apply. Even the remotest area you can keep your, this will be some good battery cells, even electricity is not needed. So you can have it. My spiritual teachings, this website is available. Thousands of websites are available. You can choose what you want.
Movement actually comes to the mountain. Eh? Mountain actually comes to movement.
Actually, it comes there. It is much easier now than in those days. Then apart from that, pray to the other daily, pray to the Lord daily for a few minutes. Lord, whatever happens, let me never forget you. And even if I happen to forget you, very soon make me remember. This is all you want. Rest all later. You may or may not do, but this you must give me. So you pray to her. I would say these are the two best methods by which we can have the remembrance at all times, all the aspirations we can maintain.
Would you like to give a little encouragement to those who live in the feeling of despair? They say, like Girish Chandra Ghosh said to Sri Ramakrishna, he, even though he was intoxicated and he sat before the master, and Sri Ramakrishna was giving beautiful advice, and Girish said to Thakur, stop. Don't give me advice, it does no good. But then he had the wisdom to say, O master, you do something please to transform my life.
It was not like that. Stop, stop. I don't want this crap. I have written enough of it for my philosophical dramas. I can write better Bengali than you. So I don't want this crap. Please, do something to transform me. I'm told that this is what he told me.
Yes, yes. And then those who were sitting around said a very slight smile just played across the lips of Sri Ramakrishna. And at that moment, Girish Chandra Ghosh was transformed.
Yes.
And then some few days later, it was Swami Vivekananda himself who said, we were all astounded by the transformation. Can you speak to us a word of what happened to you? And Girish Chandra Ghosh, he said, if I had known there was such a huge pit that I could throw all of my sins into, I would have committed so many more. And that confidence in God is something that is essential, is it not? It's an expression of supreme faith to really know Mother is our Mother. Is it so? Is it true that we have to have confidence? Confidence that Mother will take care of us.
Faith.
Yes. But more, it's an aspect of faith.
See, we never know whether, when Girish said, whether he was confident that she will transform him, or he will say, no, you are not fit for it, or you will not be capable of it. So, what he told was, perhaps, we don't know whether he had that confidence. He had always the confidence, the Guru had always the confidence that any Shishya who comes to my door, he will be transformed. So it is that which made him ask for it, which was ready to be given, and it was given to him. Perhaps this is my interpretation of that. So the entire confidence depends on that, on such saints and on that Guru, or if there is no Guru, there is no saint, on the Lord himself, my. So the Lord has definitely got a confidence. Why? Because you are his very part. You are not apart from him. You are not anywhere. In his cosmic body, everything is there. You are there. Your neighbor is there. All the cities are there. Delhi is there. So what do you want? America is there. Everything is there. You are his portion. So how can he afford to ignore you? So he has that confidence. He is mine. He is pure. It will take only a little whiff of a wind from my lips and all his impurities will go. He will be me.
So the truth is, there is really no lack of faith and confidence because the Divine Mother has full confidence and faith
yes.
that she will care for us.
He has got on both sides.
So it's push and pull. She pulls us and she gets behind us and pushes us to her own very self.
Exactly so. Exactly so. We do nothing. See, it is only our ego which thinks that we can do and we will do. We can do nothing. Everything is got done by him. Everything is got done by him. Believe it.
Believe and repeat and repeat and repeat our belief.
I have a slightly different from this question. We believe in the supreme power, the mother. But when you go to the temple, you have a Shiva, you have a Ganesha. How do you identify with that and with this?
See, what happened was, there is a lady here called the Kunjamata. She was all alone in some Karishka and she lost everybody. And one day she came running to me in the morning with tears in her eyes, some 7 or 8 years back. She said, Swamiji, yesterday I did a big blunder. You have to tell me what prashita I can do, what compensation, what retribution I can do. She said, I went to the big Arunachala temple. And in the beginning, that big Vinayaka is there, the red one. I ignored him. I went directly inside. I took my 20 rupees ticket and I went direct. I prayed to Arunachala and came back because I forgot about Vinayaka. You know what happened, Swamiji? Yesterday night, two elephants came in my dream and they were pursuing me like anything and I am running. Then I remembered. I tell Lord Vinayaka, tomorrow morning I will go to Shantaranda and I will do whatever he asked me to do as a prachita. Please don't do anything to me. And then the two elephants disappeared. So Swamiji, tell me what should I do? Now the point is, the Vinayaka is not different from Shiva. Shiva is not different. As I told you this morning, it is about the taste of the people. Let them choose. So the God is everything. So you choose his elephant aspect, his monkey aspect, his absolute Vairagya aspect of Lord Shiva, or his dandy aspect of Lord Vishnu. So for that purpose only, all these things are given. So that is most unfortunate that many of the other religions, the important religions, they have got only one God. So it is easy for them. Now with all these things, all our people are so confused about it. And they will know Krishna, Rama, Vishnu. It so happened, there was a Perappan Nambudiri. He went to his elder brother's house. He was asked, Chetan Ruko, that is my brother is there. My elder brother is there. They said, he is doing, today is Somavar, he is doing Shiva Puja. So he sat outside. Half an hour over, what is happening there? He has started Devi Puja because you cannot do Shiva Puja without Shakti. So he has been Shiva Puja. Now what is happening? After 1 hour? He is doing for Ganesha and everything. After all, his sons can't really leave him. So he is doing for Shiva, for Ganesha and Skanda. Then what happened was that outside there was a big ground. On the ground he began to dig. Perappan Nambudiri was digging. 20, 30 holes he was digging. His brother had finished, he came. Yandana Jaya, what are you doing? He said, I am told there is a water difficulty here. I am trying to dig a well Fool! If you want to dig a well, then it should be at one place. You cannot do so many places. Chetta, does it not apply to you? You are digging in so many places, and will you get gold? This is the question he asked. So, this has got its own lesson, even though it's a story which is considered to be a real story of Kerala. But it has got its own point. That's that. So, actually speaking, that's only one. For facility of use, many people are afraid of their father. So, the father aspect of God, if they take, they will say, God-fearing. Nobody says God-fearing, all God-loving. The word fearing does not come at all. Because many of them consider the Lord as their mother. Just like the mother, they go near Lord Shivalinga, Lord Shiva, the Shivalinga. They message, Bola Bhai, Bola Nath, and like that, very dearly and fondly, they message him. We are not allowed to go near God here, 20 feet, danger distance. So this is how things are done. So it all depends on the attitude we have and nothing but that. So otherwise there is only one God. There is no problem at all. You go to one and come back, you think of one, and actually the God has got both a form and no form. What form is he got? So he can take his all forms. He is the form of a worm. He is the form of a bird. He is the form of a leaf. He is all. So he can come in any form. You think of any form and he comes in it. But normally, in order to have a persistent view, then you would like to have what you like. So you like Krishna with his flute, you will think of him. I have seen in a calendar, you see the calendar Krishna is very fat, and you think of him. Another fellow has got the same Krishna, he has got a lean Krishna in his calendar, he thinks of a lean Krishna. He can come as a lean Krishna, he can come as a fat Krishna, he can come in any form. But many people have got an easy access to the mother. Even when they want a ball pen, they will go to the mother, Amma, I have told you already, the teacher is teasing us. How you ask Baba, our daddy to get me a ball pen. It is 3 days you have told him. So he will come to the mother, because the mother is actually easy. The father always he feels there's got an angry aspect. He is more like an ogre. So many people are afraid of approaching the father. So the mother aspect of the Lord, when you consider as Rajarameshwari, when you consider him as Vritamika, is much easier for us. So that is why we have been given an option. But instead of an option, you think everything is compulsory and we are at a loss what to do. And we are afraid, oh, today I have offended Vinayaka, today I have offended Murugan. It's all the same.
For me, Swamiji, God is always a source of light. For me, I have never associated a form with the God. I go, I pray to all the gods, but for me...
The Christians, they believe in a God with all qualities. See, ours is Nirakara Nirguna. Theirs is Saguna Nirakara. There is no form, but he has got all the qualities. They believe in a God who is everywhere, who is all-pervasive, who is all-knowing, omniscient, omnipotent. He is all-powerful. So, we think of him, he can be considered as a mother, he can be considered as a father. So you can consider, see, after all, formlessness is also is one of his form, one of his nature. So you consider him as formless, you consider his form. There is no problem. In fact, ultimately you have to come to the formless. That is the last. That is that. But when once you are releasing as a form, automatically you are taken to his. After all, as a child you have been seeing your father only in the tennis court. Somehow your mother was elsewhere. So whenever you came, you were in the tennis court, you saw him in that dress. But your father only says, come on, come to your home. And he sees his original form, that is undressing himself and getting a dhoti and sitting, my dear child, he asks. So that's what happens. He does take him back and shows him his original form, whatever it could be. We say formless form. These are the two words in our vocabulary. We don't know whatever yes is there and whatever he is, we cannot know These are all our limited vocabulary which we have constructed, which we have manufactured, all these bhasha. So they all have limited connotation. The unlimited cannot be brought within limited vocabulary.